Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights from the September issue of the American Journal of Nursing. On the cover this month, we have a photo of a very stylish older woman driver. She's one of the more than 40 million licensed drivers over the age of 65, a group that has increased by 50% since 1999. And Betsy, why don't you talk a little bit about why we have this on our cover?
We have a wonderful CE this month called Can Your Older Patients Drive Safely? And the article discusses the driving risks associated with advancing age, even if you're perfectly healthy, and focuses on the behaviors and situations that put older drivers at greatest risk. The key indicators of an older patient's ability to drive safely are also detailed. The age-related functional changes associated with greater risk of crash involvement are gone through step by step, and the authors ultimately emphasize the important role that clinicians play in discussing driving safety and alternative transportation options with their older patients and their patients' families. We do have a podcast with the authors about this research, and it will really give you some very specific evidence about just what you can that will help you determine what you can say to your older patients who may be at risk as less than really safe drivers.
And this month we have original research, the experience of transitioning to a caregiving role for a family member with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. There are 35 million caregivers in the U.S., and the majority of these caregivers are caring for people who have dementia and other chronic debilitating disease. Alzheimer's disease currently affects an estimated 5.5 million Americans, and most of these patients are being cared for at home. And this study is a qualitative study, and it explores the experiences of these people who transition to the role of caregiver for a family member with Alzheimer's or other related dementia. The point was to understand the caregiver's transition experience. And one of the sad parts that came out of this is that nurses were not even mentioned as resources during this time. There are several quotes from the caregivers, and it's really quite moving to hear about their experiences and then the strategies they identified as effective in facilitating their transition. Betsy, we have another great piece, a very practical piece. Why don't you talk about the emerging infections column?
Yes, the column for this month tells us about six things that you can do today to prevent hospital onset C. difficile tomorrow. The author suggests six changes that we can make in our approach to C. diff that will help prevent transmission. So we all know about attention to hand hygiene and how critical that is, but what else can you be doing to keep C. diff from spreading within your facility? We do have a podcast. I had a chance to talk to the author of this article, so you'll want to listen to that too.
We also have several other articles to round out our table of contents. Legal Clinic, we have Lessons Learned from Litigation, Legal and Ethical Consequences of Social Media. Many of you may recall there was a Canadian nurse who had a Facebook post complaining about a family member's medical care, and this resulted in discipline action by the licensing board. So we asked our legal consultant and contributing editor and our ethical contributing editor to offer insight on the issues raised by this case and what we can learn from why it makes a difference when you announce that you're a nurse before you comment. We also have a column on perspectives in palliative care. This is the series that we do in collaboration with the Hospice and Palliative Nurses Association, and this article is on palliative care in the acute care setting. Reflections, of course, this month. The news has a look at gun violence in children and what this current status of that is. We also look at how long should routine health screening continue in older adults. AJN Reports is on rural community hospitals and just how they are faring, and ask the question, will they survive in the current climate? Cochrane Corner is on vitamin A supplementation for prevention of morbidity, mortality in infants. And of course, we have Drug Watch, Journal Watch, The Art of Nursing. And Teaching for Practice is a really wonderful article that explores how universities can better support adjunct clinical faculty. And we also have a profiles piece, Empowering Nurses Across the Globe. So please check out the September issue of AJN. Don't forget to check out the podcast. As Betsy mentioned, we have podcasts with authors of the original research piece, The Older Patients Driving Safely, Emerging Infections, and The Legal Clinic. So lots to listen to this month. Until next time, Sean Kennedy and
Betsy Todd.
Have a wonderful September.